get to a text message real quick from Jake. Typically, I go to Google for questions I never knew I would need answers to. I think I would just ask Ben now.
Ah, you could start your own search engine. Ask Ben.
I don't know if I will have the right answer either.
Oh, you're not going to. It'll be entertaining, though. Okay. Yeah. If you want an entertaining search engine, ask Ben.
Okay.
AskBen.com.
Ah, look at that. Oh, is that... Hey.
Maybe.
Will you type that in and see if that domain is taken?
AskBen.com.
Can I get it on, like, GoDaddy or something?
Hang on.
No.
It's thinking.
Is it searching.
Uh-oh. All the areas of the dark web. Oh. Probably.
Is it dark web
probably.
Now?
Probably.
Is AskBen.com a dark web sort of
I don't
search?
Know. The site can't be reached.
Ah.
It's available,
look at
I think.
That.
There you go. AskBen.com. You could be just as big as Google.
All right. I'm going to see if Alpha Media will purchase that domain
for us. Or DuckDuckGo. Or Bing.
Okay.
All the search engines, Yahoo.
So I'm going to go to our corporate IT. I'm going to be like, okay, hey.
I got an idea.
Hang with me for a second. Purchase the domain AskBen.com, okay? Uh-huh. First, do that.
The people ask me questions, and then I'll Google it.
I'll Google it, and I'll tell them what the answer is. This site will get so many hits. It'll be great.
Yes.
Kelly Show.
Go to WDGX.com, click listen. You can get entire shows. You can get the segments, all that stuff right there, including Florida stories and setting the bar stories, which we have for you right now.
Awesome.
These are small examples of what not to do, courtesy of people who are doing it wrong, okay? If you can,
usually a spectacular way.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, going number one on your sleeping husband while you're on a boat at sea, you're doing okay.
Why are we peeing on our husband on a boat?
Yeah, IIP Skipper, that is actually what you thought it was. To Florida we go, where we'll introduce you to Heather Smith, who was boating with her spouse when they got into an argument while at sea about 10 miles northwest of Clearwater, Florida. So I guess this was out of retaliation. Heather got up to pee in the middle of the night and decided to, quote, open the front port hatch, which, if you know anything about boats, which I don't, so I'm going to explain, it's located in the roof of the interior cabin bedroom. So she got up, she opened the front port hatch, so she's then now hovered, because, like, the bedrooms are below deck. So she then hovered... I don't know if this was one of those situations where she's sleepwalking and then you mistake the chair for a bathroom, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I used to stop my younger sister all the time from peeing in her closet on her shoes.
Right. But as we continue in the story, maybe you understand that maybe this was more retaliation and not Heather just sleepwalking and mistaking the front port hatch for the toilet. So anyways, popped it open.
Did she say why she was mad at him?
They got into an argument. No, it wasn't really clear. She bit him too. So then she was also arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery there. So again,
that's not good.
Yeah, not good. Let's not do that. Let's resolve our issues by talking it out. A lot of times sleeping on it sometimes, maybe that helps. But this time when you wake up to go to the restroom and you mistake the front port hatch for the actual toilet and then you end up urinating on your husband, that's not a good thing.
That is, they could benefit from some counseling.
Yeah, that's probably accurate there. But yeah, Florida makes the show just because weird, crazy, random things happen in that state from time to time. So yeah, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing that on your sleeping husband while you're on a boat at sea, you're doing okay.
You know what? I am going to go ahead and make sure that my husband properly appreciates the fact that I've never peed on him.
Okay, yeah, maybe you should make sure that he knows that. Like, that threat is there. I just haven't taken it.
Sure. You know what? I got some faults, but I never peed on you.
All right, there you go. That's Setting the Bar and Florida, making the show. Setting the Bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without going swimming in leech-infested waters, allowing one to enter your body.
When you say enter... Where, sir? Where are they entering the body?
Well, think of all the openings that you have to your body.
Female or male?
Male.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Wiener.
Oh, really?
You're doing okay.
I was going back.
Yeah, no.
How?
A guy in Cambodia was swimming, and he was swimming in a pond that was... infested with leeches.
Was there a sign?
No. And
beware leeches. Was there a sign?
Apparently, the leeches become active after it rains. And so this was the case.
There should be a sign.
And we're talking about him because, he didn't know. He didn't know.
He was unaware he that was, he had been infested?
Yes. And so
infiltrated, if you will.
And so later, when he tried to use the restroom, he was having issues.
Huh.
Yeah.
That is unusual.
So he went to the doctor.
Oh, my God.
Doctor said, hey.
We found the reason.
You got a little buddy up there.
Oh, my God.
That's drinking some of your blood.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, yeah. And so.
Oh, wow.
Thankfully, the doctors were able to extract.
Remove
the leech from which with it came. Man, and I'm sorry. It's, yeah. It's before 7 o'clock, and
yeah,
I'm talking about leeches inside
violent.
Your wiener.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, that's,
no, that was...
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't prepared.
I know.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I don't even have that.
Yeah,
I think I'm wincing more than you right now.
Well, I've had some time to, like, actually marinate in this story.
Yeah, I'm not marinating yet. I don't want to.
You know how they got the little guy out? Shocked him.
They shocked him out?
Yeah. So, again, I
how painful
I know
was
that,
that
I don't know. I know there are a lot of lakes around here, and I know
there's I don't think I'll ever swim again.
Opportunity to swim, but what I'm going to say and what I learned is that leeches become more active after a rainfall. So, maybe
they need to post a sign with a big picture.
Yeah.
With a big picture. It's nightmare leeches.
Yeah. So again, if you can
crawl in your orifices.
Manage to make it through the day without going swimming in leech infested waters, allowing one to enter your body.
There's not a picture, right?
No.
Oh, they didn't show an x-ray, did they?
No.
All right. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. You're
thank
good.
You. Thank
you're
you.
Doing okay.
Thank you.
Yep. That's setting the bar.
I can't. I wasn't prepared.
I wasn't either. I'm sorry.
I wasn't prepared.
Again, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's setting the bar.
Just look away when you see these stories next time. Look away.
Every single hour we do this, Kelly Kay.
Okay, so we have to draw attention to, well, this is a feel-good on a couple of different levels.
Okay.
Okay, so this couple have been together for nearly 3 years, okay?
Gotcha.
So there was a milestone that they decided to celebrate in their relationship. And when you get to any milestone, you know, cake is a good choice.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So this is a story of Ryan and Kaylee. Ryan's 24. The message on the cake says, it took you 3 years. Congratulations.
Okay.
For finally farting. Took her 3 years. She finally felt comfortable enough to fart in front of him.
Oh, so he gave her the cake.
He gave her the cake.
Oh, my gosh.
To celebrate
funny.
That milestone in that their is, relationship.
I'll tell you what, that is a milestone.
So I guess apparently he dropped this promise on her like a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she has decided to draw it out this long for dramatic effect, maybe. So he dropped $40 on a cheesecake, and whoever ended up making it, I'm assuming maybe it was Cheesecake Factory. It's in Australia.
Okay.
So I would love to have seen the face on the artiste who is going to have to write that in icing on the cake. Congratulations, took you 3 years. Finally farted.
You know, I feel like we've talked about this before. We've done the show where it's like, hey, who are the pastry chefs listening who have to decorate these cakes, and what are the craziest things you've actually written on cakes before?
Oh, yeah.
Because
they're sure they got stories.
I'm sure, yeah, you've seen some magical things.
Well, and as far as this particular milestone, how long did it take for you and your wife? You've been together for a million years.
Well, I mean, I
was did that a lot, early on?
I did a lot of things early on.
Okay.
That could have really, like, ended the relationship. I mean, like, nothing like evil.
Right.
But, like, I...
Embarrassing?
Maybe. Accidentally peed on her in
yeah,
bed.
Yeah, that would have... that's dicey.
I mean, I wet the bed as an adult. I mean, I've said that on the air before. I wet the bed as an adult, and... And it happened to be on her. So that was, I mean, that could have ruined it right there.
You should have got her a cake for that. Sorry I beat on you.
Yeah.
You probably should have gotten her that cake. There's still time.
You know what? I probably should.
Swing by on
Costco.
The way home.
Costco does them.
Yeah,
made them great cakes.
They would do it.
Or whoever. I can do Plains. I've gotten cakes from them decorated before. A nice Plains cake. Heitzman's Bakery. Yeah, all those. Do me up a nice cake that says, hey, honey, happy Mother. Oh, Mother's Day already passed. Well, it could be in anything.
Yeah, just because cake.
Yeah.
Hey, honey. How many cakes do you need to make? Like, looking
I
back in
need
your.
Need to make a lot.
Okay.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Mike sent us a message. It says, my buddy Ed tried to trim up his own hair, and after he got done up top, he decided while he had the clippers out to do a little manscaping on his nether regions.
Oh my God.
Well, he ended up hurting himself with the clippers so bad that he had to go to the ER.
To the ER?
Yes. Oh my God.
Why are we going down this path?
I don't know, but what kind of story are you telling the ER? Well, I got a little aggressive with the trimming. We all think this is probably one of the funniest things we've heard about. And of course, we've been hassling him nonstop about it. So maybe, just maybe, the logical next step is to put him on blast on the radio. You need to call him with one of your phone taps. This is so...
Wow.
Oh, this is so mean. This is so mean.
Let's introduce Carol Hassenpepper to the fold. And Ed, here's your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, Ed, please.
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, hi there, Ed. It's Carol Hassenpepper. I'm a physician's assistant over at... medical clinic, and I'm just calling for a routine follow-up.
Okay.
So how are you feeling? Is everything healing okay?
I'm doing better. It itches a little bit, but I can tell that it's healing.
I'm gonna try to be delicate here. Did you get the twig or the berries?
it was a twig.
Okay. Sorry for me asking, but for my report, can you tell me exactly what happened again?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was just kind of, you know, doing a little grooming down there, and the clippers just got away from me.
Ow!
Oh.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, cut a little close, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. Listen, why are you calling again? I'm kind of busy right now.
Well, one of the doctors in our group, Dr. he's sort of an expert on these injuries, and he saw your chart, and he... wanted me to reach out to you.
A specialist? In what area exactly?
Well, Ed, it's CTGI, or clipper to genitalia injuries.
Oh, my
and
God!
You'd be surprised at how much they've gone up in the last 5 years or so. I mean, Dr. sees no less than 4 or 5 people a week now.
It's sounds a little weird, but whatever. All right, well, anyway, thanks for the call. I really need to get going.
Well, real quick, Ed, I just wanted to let you know that Dr. is putting on a safety workshop this Saturday at noon via Zoom, and I wanted to see if I could mark you down as attending.
What do you mean, safety workshop?
Well, he'll demonstrate the safe way, you know, to groom.
No.
You know, down there.
No.
He's doing a demonstration on how to groom yourself?
Yeah. As I mentioned, it's a pretty serious problem. You know, one that the great doctor is trying to reduce some numbers on.
So you want me to go watch a guy shave his yams with a bunch of strangers? I got better things to do this Saturday, but thanks anyway.
Well, I mean, we just don't want to see you back in the ER.
No, trust me, you won't. I'll be more careful next time.
Okay, wonderful. But I do think that you may get some benefit from it. You know, he will also demonstrate some of the fun designs you can do.
Oh, my God!
Are you out of your freaking mind?
Oh, you'd be surprised at how empowering a simple, you know, lightning bolt can be down there.
Oh, come on. This cannot be real. Are you punking me?
Yeah, 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 we are. And it's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX.
Oh, man, I knew it.
Mike set you up for a little phone tap.
Love that guy. I can't believe it. Now everybody knows.
It said in his email that they call you Edward Clipper Hands.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh no,
Franklin is another one, and a couple others. I'm never gonna live this down.
Well, I hope everything's better now. Okay.
Greg has a valid question. Why did Ed tell his friends what happened?
That was in solidarity.
We don't share that. Did he say? Watch a guy shave his yams.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
That's your phone tap. 99.7 DJX. Getting back in touch with your ex may seem like something that is intriguing. You know?
Great idea.
You know, like a little hey text or a you up text.
How you been?
Hey.
Just remember they're an ex for a reason. Right?
So we have mantra that you should recite before diving into the you up text.
Okay.
Mantra number one, I've made too much progress to go back now.
That is right. Yes. You stick to your guns, girl.
Mantra two, this moment will end and I will be glad I stayed strong.
Yes, stay strong, girl. Yes, girl. Yes.
The sooner I put them in my past, the sooner I will step into my future.
That is right. New rules. New rules. Put on the Dua Lipa song.
That's right. That is Dua Lipa. Let her be your guide. Mantra four. We've already said everything that needs to be said to one another.
That's right. Just let it go.
I know. You may be lonely, but texting your ex is not the way to go. Mantra five. I'm just bored.
Yes. No. Yeah. Go eat some cookie dough or something.
That's right. Better ways to spend my energy. Mantra six. I'm strong enough to keep my promises to myself.
Yes, girl. You are worth it.
When thinking about texting an ex, think to yourself, I'm healing more every day and this will only set me back.
That's right, you're healing. It's the healing that's happening.
Think, I'm moving on.
That's right. You put on the Dua Lipa song again.
One more time. When you're tempted to text that ex, think, I'm strong enough to resist the urge.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Maybe a little Kelly Clarkson, too.
Maybe, yes, you're right.
We're coming up with a playlist.
You're right. Again, it may be tempting. You see his name.
You put it down.
You type out the words H-E-Y.
No, no, no.
And you're getting ready to hit send.
Do
but
not hit send.
You hit send, think, the past is... the past.
That's right, girl. All right.
This love moment brought to you by the Ben and Kelly Show.
Makes me work a little bit stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Maybe a little Christina Aguilera in the playlist.
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah, a little fighter.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'll find someone.
Yes. You know what, girl? You put down the phone. You sit in the middle of the kitchen on your crying rug. You get your Arbor Mist and you get your ice cream and you work it out. You work it out. You put on some Dua Lipa and you work it out.
From someone who's been there.
I did that too many times.
Kelly, I'm going to play for you two sounds, okay?
Okay.
I want you to tell me if you can identify which one it is, okay?
I always get nervous during your guess the sound games. I get a little nervous.
My spontaneous guess the sound?
Spontaneous guess, like with no warning, spontaneous guess the sound games.
Okay, so can you tell me what animal made this noise?
Oh, here we go. That is what I think it is, right? That's a long animal fart?
Yes.
Okay.
What animal?
Can I have some choices?
Oh, okay. Is it a deer?
Uh-huh.
Is it a gorilla?
Uh-huh.
Or is it a panda?
Okay. Well, we already covered deer farts on the show, so I'm going to scratch that one out. I'm going to go with gorilla. It sounds pretty girthy.
Ah, yes. Gorilla is correct.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
And thanks to a PBS special and an animatronic gorilla capturing these wonderful moments. We now have these audio sounds.
Wait a second. They made a robot gorilla, sent him into the forest to live with the other gorillas, and they didn't notice? They just welcomed him into the family?
Yeah, and they sang while they ate, and they farted, and, and just had a good old time. Do you want one more round of guess the sound?
I don't want it, you're going to give it to me anyway, aren't you?
Guess what animal made this noise?
Are we staying with gorilla? Is that more gorilla farts?
Same choices. Gorilla, deer, or panda bear.
That's gorilla.
That is actually a deer.
That's a deer?
That's
wait a second.
The deer.
Now you're whipping out how many animal farts do you have saved in the audio archives? Do you have a library of animal farts now?
I mean, I've gone dog, I've gone deer, and now today, gorilla.
Okay, wait a second. Let's go back and forth again. Let's compare the gorilla and the deer.
Gorilla?
Yeah. That's causing that much gas.
I mean, obviously some flatulent sort of food there. Yeah,
it's salad makes you gassy.
Kind of girthy, hang time, a little bit of wetness there.
Okay, and now the deer.
And the deer. Okay.
Hey.
Wow. It had the wetness factor.
Very similar.
It had a bit of girth, but it didn't have the hang time.
No, it didn't.
That the gorilla had.
Okay. All right. What exactly are we doing on this show right now?
Playing animal farts.
Okay.
I mean, it's nature, my friends.
Oh my God.
It's nature.
Oh my God. When I thought about how my life was going to turn out, never in my wildest dreams.
Okay.
Never.
Do you want me to roll with dog now? Because I got those.
Oh, you got. Oh wow.
If we wanted to stay in the animal fart kingdom.
Okay.
All right. Look at our life. Look
you
at
don't
our choices.
Have any more, right?
Now, right now, I have a small but growing collection of animal fart noises. Gorilla, deer, and dog. All I have.
So. It's tiny but violent.
So there you go. That is your guess the animal that made this sound game.
Okay.
Kelly was 1 for 2.
Oh, great.
Navigating the butts in your relationship. That's what we do, right, Kelly?
Yes. I don't know if we should keep going with that one, though.
That's a great tagline for this.
Is that our tagline for that bit?
For group therapy, where if you've got an issue, you message us. We'll reach out to you, see if we can work out your issues, navigate the butts, if you will. Good morning, Margo.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, so thanks for allowing us to talk to you about this. Can you walk through what you sent us?
Yes. I know it's weird. I met this guy through mutual friends a couple weeks ago, and he's the kind of guy who, like, we hit it off immediately. You know, he's super sweet, attractive, attentive, like, checks all the boxes for me, pretty much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not just the boxes, like, I think our chemistry, you know, we're clicking also. And we've only been seeing each other for a short time, but in that short time, we have been spending a lot of the time together, you know? Like, we're texting every day. We'll grab lunch or dinner or something. And, like, for the past 2 weekends, we've hung out with each other.
Right.
And, like, done something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sounds good.
It does. And then it gets weird, though, because apparently in my life, nothing could be so perfect.
Right.
Got a call the other day from one of my girlfriends, and she basically was wanting to warn me about something.
Okay.
I was like, okay, what is it? And she was like, apparently this guy, she found out, like, him and his friends made a bet that he couldn't sleep with me in the first 30 days.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. And I heard that, and I, like, my heart dropped. Like, I just feel so upset, you know? Like, I'm really developing feelings for this guy, you know? Like, even if we haven't gone there yet, you know, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That comes as kind of a shock that he's, like, treating this like a game, and you're, like, treating it like real life.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, I honestly feel like I'm some kind of pawn in his weird game, and like, I don't know now if what he's doing, like, if he's being real or if he's just trying to win a bet,
right?
And like, if I'm part of this bet, you know? And it's like really confusing for me because, like I said, I really like this guy, and I would hate to think that everything that we've been through for, you know, the past few weeks has just been a lie to get me into bed, you know? And I don't know. It's really been eating me up inside because I don't know how to go about this. I don't know if I should even talk to him because, you know, I'm like, what's a lie and what's the truth at this point?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's hard for you now to believe anything.
Yeah, so I don't know what to do. It all feels really messed up to me. It feels like somebody put me in like a 2000s rom-com or something and... No, I'm serious. Like, I don't know what to do. And I just, I felt all out of options. I'm just like, I want to know if anybody else has been in this kind of situation and like what they did.
I mean, there's a lot there, Margo. And, the good news is we have a very unapologetically honest audience who will tell you straight. And we're already getting text messages in right now, 502-571-9970. Yeah, I mean, if you want to hang out, you know, maybe we can steer you in a direction on how to approach this with him.
Is that
okay? And then are you cool, like, if we follow up with you later, like next week or something?
I mean, if somebody gives me advice, yes.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, I mean, we get emotionally invested in these, Margo, you know, and...
I know. Yeah, if somebody gives me advice, I'm down.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, and we'll check in with you, like, sometime next week, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right.
I 100% agree with Allison, who texted in and said, make him lose the bet. If he sticks around, great. Maybe he's got actual feelings, but if he leaves after the 30 days... then you'll kind of know you're better off. I was thinking the same thing. It's like, you cannot absolutely allow anything to happen within 30 days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, now it's a challenge for her.
Exactly. I think she starts her own little challenge.
Yeah, but like, once she gets over the hurt, I think. Yeah. Because that in and of itself, I get when she said, I don't even know what now to believe.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm thinking you definitely wait until 30 days is over and then just kind of see how it's going. If he, like, disappears, mm-hmm. then we'll know he was only there for one reason.
Yeah.
But maybe he was just trying to showboat in front of his friend, and maybe that's not actually the only thing he's after. I don't know. I think only time is going to tell with this one.
All right. Group therapy, would love to hear your thoughts. At Ben and Kelly Show, 502-571-9970. Man, we just spoke to Margo. She feels like a pawn in this weird bet that her new boyfriend, who's so great, has with his friends that he can't get her to
slide into home
in 30 days. So he's, you know, obviously trying his hardest to win the bet. And she's all like, I don't even know how to talk to him about this because I feel like he's going to lie. How do I even approach this? Now everything I feel like that has happened in the past couple weeks has been a lie.
Now, Erica is kind of thinking that, you know, she's trying to see the best in people. She says guys will be guys. They love to have fun. Just because it could have started as a bet doesn't mean that that's all it means to him.
Mm-hmm.
Casey has another way to approach it. It's kind of sassy and savage. She says, go for it immediately. After, tell him to pay up whatever his friends were going to pay him and then never speak to him again.
Oh, my gosh. That's a bit cutthroat. Like she said she likes him. Like, she's developing feeling for him. So that'd be tough.
Jennifer was like, tell Margo to hold off those 30 days. On the 31st day, rock his world. On the 32nd day, tell him to leave.
Oh, my gosh. There are so many people that are like, get rid of him. Jess says, you don't instantly get job benefits when you start, right? You go through a probationary period to earn them. Same concept here.
Yes.
Don't be giving it out for free. Wait 35 days. Have fun enjoying the dating experience and see how it goes. If he's willing to invest the time and effort into getting to know you for longer, he's in it for you. Not the money.
This totally makes me think of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, because she even mentioned that this feels like a movie, and people are like, yes, there's exactly. a movie.
That's the movie it makes me think of.
Richard comments and says, I would continue as is. Wait it out. How do you know that the, quote, friend who told you about this bet is trustworthy? She could be jealous. He will show his true colors if he isn't being truthful.
That is an interesting perspective.
It's funny because Caitlin actually comments and says, listen to this man! He's very intelligent and was always there! So.
And then Carrie said, call him out. If he freaks out, gets defensive, walk away. But if he's like, look, I made this bet, it was wrong, but I really do like you, play it out. Still, either way, wait the 30 days, regardless.
Aaron says, or have him over for a movie night. Play She's All That, and then watch him squirm.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what one of my favorite movies is?
Wow.
Is She's All That. You want to watch it?
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'd be like, yeah, fine, because he has no idea what the plot of the movie is.
Probably not.
I mean, because what guy does know rom-coms like the back of their head? No,
for
no one does.
Sure. Okay, so where are we landing with this?
Yeah, I was going to say.
We're waiting 30 days, right?
I think that has to happen because there's real feelings involved here from Margo.
Yes.
What we're trying to figure out is if there are real feelings reciprocated.
I feel like maybe at the end of 30 days, if he's still around, because again, that will really tell her something if he just kind of ghosts her, you know, within that, if he hasn't gotten to the finish line by that time, then she maybe confronts him about it and just be like, so are you going to stick around even mm-hmm. though you didn't reach your goal? Kind of tip her hat to knowing about the bet and see how he reacts.
Oh man, how awkward. That is so awkward.
Well, yeah. And then I feel like as you're hanging out and spending more time together, like within that window, mm-hmm. and I mean, yeah, kind of having that in the back of your head is going to be weird.
There are so many people who are commenting and saying guys are like this. They make bets with one another. They talk with their friends. They're like, no, I bet you can't go up and get that girl's phone number. Yeah.
And it may not necessarily mean he doesn't have actual feelings
right.
for her.
Oh, man.
Because, again, I always do like to try to
Justin says,
see the best in people.
I say just get a dog.
Get a dog.
Just get a dog. Get a dog.
That's less hassle. You know they love you.
Okay. I do want to follow up.
Well, I feel like we got to wait until after 30 days, don't we?
Yeah.
Or follow up. I don't know just, where, how far we're in.
No, I think we leave it to her. Like yeah, let her follow
halfway
up.
Halfway in, I think she said a couple weeks.
Yeah. So let her follow up with us. Hopefully here in the next week or two, we'll be able to get some closure on this. But man, that...
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. He's not a big, massive jerk. I'm keeping
holding
my
your hope,
crossed.
Holding your hope out for love. All right. If you think we're like totally wrong and we missed the mark on this, just comment at Ben and Kelly Show. We've done it before. We've steered people in the wrong direction. We're not perfect. You know, we're not licensed therapists. We just have microphones and opinions. So
do we tell her to get a love fern and start like nicknaming his little buddy like Kate Hudson well, did to Matthew McConaughey and How to Lose Guys
in
10 Days?
She's trying to get him to break up.
I know. Maybe we start playing that game. That could be fun.
I don't know. All right. Anyways, that's group therapy.